Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners because, as you know, today marks the martyrdom of the first Imam, Imam Ali alayhi salam. As you know, we are in the month of Ramadan, and this is a very blessed month, and there's a lot of significant features of this month. And one of those features is, in fact, this event that took place in the month of Ramadan, which is the martyrdom of Imam Ali alayhi salam. A lot of virtues, obviously, have been narrated about Imam Ali, both from Shiite sources as well as from Sunni sources. This is a matter of consensus. All of the sects within Islam, agree, and it's a matter of consensus that Imam Ali he was a very virtuous companion and brother of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, one of the virtues of the Imam, in fact, is this, his victimization, the fact that he was oppressed and he was murdered. As you know, regarding the events that led up to the martyrdom of the Imam, it has been mentioned that there was a lot of propaganda against him coming from Syria and Muawiyah. Right, they had propagated many, incorrect things about him, and this led to a lot of people becoming, creating an enmity within the hearts of a lot of people with respect to him, and eventually it led all the way up to his martyrdom in the mosque of Kufa in the month of Ramadan, and it's also interesting to note that after the Imam was killed, after he was murdered and struck in the mosque, a lot of these people who had been poisoned with this false propaganda, a lot of them were surprised, because they were under the impression that Imam Ali, he was such a bad person that he didn't even pray. It was a matter of surprise to them that he could even have gone to the mosque. Perhaps this is the reason why it has been narrated that Imam Ali said, "I have been oppressed ever since the Prophet passed away." And he also has been reported as having said, "No person has faced what I have faced." And he has also, it's also been reported that he said, "I used to think that the ruler oppresses the people, but now the people oppress the ruler." These are all testaments to his, his victimization. One time somebody asked him, they asked the Imam, "Are you surely greedy for the caliphate?" He replied, "Rather, you are by Allah greedier and more remote, while I am more suited as well as more qualified for it. I have only demanded it as a right that is mine, while you are intervening between me and it, and you are keeping me away from it. O Allah, I appeal to you for your assistance against the Quraysh and all those who have aided them, for verily they have denied me the right of kinship, lowered my high position, and have grouped together to challenge what is rightfully mine." Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at Imam Ali's victimizations in his own word. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.